don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's breaking.
It's Chris in the Morning
news.
Rush right here on 93.1 Jam. Sometimes you're in a situation, especially now more than ever, where if you've got some bad news to deliver, the anxiety is skyrocketed, and especially right now. And that's why we have Danielle on the phone. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
You know, just making a dollar.
That's right.
To make you holla.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, you're calling in to break some bad news to whom?
Oh, gosh, to my cousin Marta.
What's going on? What happened?
So I'm supposed to be getting married in the fall, you know, as long as it's safe, and we've been planning it for like a whole year. And look, I don't care if we have to get married over the internet. Like, I don't want to cancel anything at this point. And you know, I've been planning my wedding with my cousin, and she kept bugging me because she really wanted to sing at the wedding. And this has been, my God, since we started the wedding planning, so for months. And I just thought maybe if I kind of just ignored it, it would go away. But now her cousin keeps sending me song choices that she would like to sing. Like, I literally wake up to a new Spotify playlist every day from her. It's getting out of control. And I just, like, I feel so bad, but there's no way she's going to sing at my wedding. Like, absolutely not.
Oh, so were you just, like, trying to be nice and you're hoping, like, oh, I hope just this, like, fades out of her brain, but now it's literally stuck in there?
Like, she's so bad. Like, she's, like... And I feel so terrible because I don't want to say anything, but like, even people can like kind of fake it at karaoke.
Yeah.
She's even really bad at karaoke. I can't, like, there's no way. Like, there's absolutely no way. Especially if we end up doing our wedding like virtually, you know, it's bad enough that we're stuck on there. Can you imagine having to listen to somebody that's really terrible sing over the internet too?
Oh, no.
Like, there's no way.
No. You break it down, honey. You break that wedding apart.
That's right.
So if you could compare her to anyone as far as how she sounds vocally, what would you compare her to? Like, if we were going to say an animal, what kind of animal does she sound like?
Oh, gosh. I mean, probably like a squirrel that just got run over.
Oh, snap.
Oh, poor little squirrel.
I know.
She's kind of got that high little pitch then. It's like a squeaky sound.
It sounds like she's like in agony whenever, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's so, and it's never on key. So it's like just like, she's like slightly sharp every time. It's awful.
Oh boy.
Oh no. All right. So this is what we do.
Yep.
We will play a song.
Yes.
And then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to your cousin, Marta. I'm sorry, honey. You are not going to be singing in my wedding. There's no love that is coming out of that voice of yours.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not today, not ever. It's happening next. Breaking Bad News right here with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam.
On 93.1 Jams.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are back at it, helping out the community when it comes to breaking bad news.
That's right, and that's why we have our girl Danielle on the phone. She's calling to break bad news to her cousin Marta. So Danielle's getting married in the fall, as hopefully that everything is going to go as planned, but she's refusing to not cancel it, even if it's like a virtual wedding. Her cousin has expressed interest in singing. You know, she kind of went along with it, hoping it was going to, you know, kind of fall off.
Yeah.
Well, no, her cousin is serious. And she wants to sing at the wedding. She's been sending her song choices.
Yeah, like Spotify songs each and every day. She's probably sending her like some Air Supply, some Foreigner, Making Love. Nothing at all.
Ooh, maybe you can sing her.
No, honey.
Okay.
Believe me, I've tried. It does not work.
Yeah, so you know what? Danielle's like, this has gone too far. Like, she cannot sing at my wedding. So she's calling to break the bad news.
All right, Danielle. So this is what Tracy and I are going to do. We're going to mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us. And of course, when you call Marta, she won't. And then we'll eventually chime in to help break this bad news. So good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, my.
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to see if you had a second to chat. Yeah. Okay. So hey, so I got your new playlist this morning. Like,
oh my gosh, isn't it so good?
Yeah, there's a lot of Aretha Franklin. like a lot. And babe, you know I love you so much, but like I really don't think it's a good idea if you sing at the wedding.
What?
Where is this coming from? Well, you know, it's been there for a while. I just, you know, babe, I love you so much. Like, you have to know that. But, like, I just, you know, we're not going to have anybody sing at the wedding. You know, like, we're going to have a DJ, and we just, you know.
Yeah, just because you have a DJ doesn't mean I can't also sing. I'm your cousin.
All right, let's break in.
Yeah, let's break in.
Hi, good morning. Is this Marta?
Hi, yeah, this is Marta. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Marta. We're friends of your other fabulous cousin, almost going to get married, Danielle. This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You know, just a little small radio station, maybe thousands of people listen that are listening to you. How are you?
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little confused, honestly. We've been planning this wedding for a year, and we've always talked about how I was going to sing at the wedding. I've made literally dozens of playlists.
Right. Well, we heard that. I mean, we're all about the music, honey. We play music here all the time.
Yep.
But here's the thing. We are calling because we're trying to help out Danielle, because this is a very, you know, sensitive situation. She feels really bad. The thing is that she said, yeah, you know, I would love for you to sing at my wedding. Kind of just throwing it out there. But on the other hand, she didn't really mean it, because, you know what? She just knew you really wanted to, but felt bad. And the thing is that she honestly thinks you sound, let's be honest, like roadkill. If we're going to put it on out there, you sound like roadkill, like a squirrel was just ran over and made some noise.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Now we'll work at a wedding.
It's not going to work.
Okay, well, rude, but I've been taking voice lessons for almost a year now, getting ready for this. That's like, I spend like $60 a week on a voice coach to get ready to like sing at your wedding.
Oh, wow.
You've been taking voice lessons?
Yeah, I've been taking voice lessons. I wanted it to be perfect.
That's so sweet, though. Danielle, that's sweet, right?
That is super sweet.
Yeah, I just can't believe I didn't notice.
Well, you know what? I would really love to hear, Marta, maybe you sing a little. If you can, do you mind just like throwing some out?
Yeah, I've been getting really good.
Ooh, girl, let's hear it. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Here, I'll pick one from the playlist. Every night I see you, I hear you, I feel you. That is how I know you go.
Woo, sing it, girl.
Yes.
Near.
Thank you.
Get it, Celine.
Yes.
Get it.
Well, you don't got it. Let's be honest. Listen, I think it's beautiful in its own way, Tracy.
Oh, my God.
Okay? This is what I would suggest. You know, there might be, like she said, she wants to do a DJ. We love a DJ. How about Marta sing at the, what do you call that? The rehearsal. When you guys do the dinner rehearsal.
You think so?
Yeah, Danielle. What do you think about that? She could sing her Celine.
Well, first of all, I would appreciate if she didn't sing that song, because, like, I don't want to think about people dying in my wedding.
Right.
Right. Like the squirrel.
It's the greatest love story ever told.
It is.
But they ended up not together.
Well, they sink, yeah.
They did.
Because of death. Till death did them part.
It went down.
That is part of the vows, though.
That is.
Till death do us part.
See? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so maybe you girls can, like, I don't know, figure it out. I mean, I think she should sing a little tune somewhere. I don't know. But if that sounds good, or maybe when you're getting your wedding dress on, maybe she could come in and sing to the bridesmaids.
How about that?
As long as I'm not in the room, that's fine.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
She can sing for the bridesmaids.
I think we fixed this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done. Two snaps and a twirl.
Mm.